Good morning, honey. It's time for your 4 a.m. packing session. What? Do you think I was kidding when I talked about it yesterday? No. I am fully serious about this. Thought I've been dreaming about it for a while now, actually. And I just can't wait to make you mine. Aww, how cute. Are you nervous? But don't worry, honey. I'll be gentle with you. That, I know it's early, but trust me, it's going to be very fun for us. Who knows? You may even learn something new about yourself. About where you belong in this relationship. That, let's be honest, things have been rather stale between us recently. Like in the beginning, it was cute to see you be weak, shy, and indecisive. But now, it's honestly just kind of boring. I'm always having to make all the plans, lead all the dates. It's almost as if I'm the man of the relationship. Which isn't something I'm against, but things can't stay the way they are. No. We need a change in dynamics. And since you enjoy being bossed around so much, why don't I make you into my cute little boy toy? I bet you would enjoy calling me mistress and serving my every whim. Just by looking at your face, I can tell that you're very much into the idea. Oh, honey, this is going to be an absolute pleasure for me. I'm going to love having you listen to my every order, obeying my every whim without question, like the good boy you are. Because you're going to be a very good boy for me, honey. Why, I'm going to have to punish you. Now you know how mean I can be when I get angry. Although, believe me, after tonight, I guarantee you will never be able to disobey me. You'll be standing at attention at my every word, hooked on my strap-on like a powerful drug, which will break your mind and reform you to my perfect little boy toy, whose only duty in this relationship will be to serve me, please me, and make me happy. And no matter how hard it may be for you, I will be at your side every step of the way. And guess what? You won't be alone, honey. You'll have plenty of friends to talk with. What do I mean? Well, I tell my friends everything. You know this. And I mean everything. Especially about us. And after talking about it amongst ourselves, we actually thought it would be fun if we all had a shift in dynamic. I decided to be nice with you and only make some subtle changes to our relationship. But some of my other friends went for some more drastic changes. Like feminizing their boyfriends into their cute little girlfriends. Making them into their little cucks while having fun with some real men. Or just outright making them their live-in slave. So, in all honesty, I was quite merciful with you, that I could have gone much harder on you. But I didn't think that would be fun. I think it's better to start off slow. Wouldn't you agree? So I want to hear you be grateful to me for being merciful with you, darling. Come on, say thank you, Mistress Zuko, for being such a kind mistress and having mercy on little old me. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. I am so proud of you, honey. And now, if you keep being a good boy for me, I can make any of your fantasies into a reality. So if any of the things my friends are doing to their boy toy catches your interest, I'm more than willing to spice things up a notch. Mwah. But enough about them. How about we have some fun now, honey? If you had plenty of time to wake up properly, and I cannot wait to make you scream for me. So come on, bitch. Strip for your mistress. I want you to pose for me. Come on. Undress faster, honey, that I don't have all day. Or I'm gonna have to spank you. Sorry, not sorry. I just couldn't resist spanking that little ass of yours. And with how roughly I'm going to fuck it in a sec, this is nothing. I bet you'll even be begging me to spank you harder while I'm railing you like a whore. Now, bend over for me, honey. Get on all fours like the horny little slut you know yourself to be. And show mommy that cute little ass of yours. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Your ass is so big and just begging to be fucked. God damn. You're going to stay like that and say otherwise. Now we've got to train the little ass of yours first. That's right. I'll get your tight little boy pussy nice and wet with lube, so that I'll be ready to take my strap on. Oh, I could feel you tighten there. You're really looking forward to get fucked, aren't you? I bet you've been craving to be used like a sex toy for my pleasure. God, my boy toy is so fucking horny. But I'm not gonna lie, that turns me on even more. Don't worry. You won't have to wait much longer for mommy's strap-on to break you apart. But unlike your pathetic little clit dick, my strap-on is nice and big. So get ready to get fucked, bitch. Can you feel it going in nice and slowly? Entering your slutty little pussy and shaping you into my personal sex toy. Tell me, how's it feel to have me inside you? Does it hurt? Does it feel good? God, your brain seems to be a lost cause already. But that's fine, because I'm gonna start moving now. You liking it, bitch? Then moan for me. Moan for your mistress. Moan louder. Louder. I want to hear you scream my name. Come on. Beg me to fuck you harder. I want to see you bounce on my strap on like the slut you are. God, the sight of your ass bouncing on my strap on is just... God, I really just want to keep plowing your pussy. Oh, is your little clit dick leaking already? Oh my, you really must be enjoying this too, huh? Come on, why don't you beg me to spank you, huh? I bet I'll make you tighten like crazy. Come on. Good boy. Good boy. I'll spank you just the way you like it. I'll spank you so hard my hand is going to be engraved on your ass. You're such a good bitch, aren't you? No. Would you consider getting a tramp stamp? I really would love to just see. Insert here right above your ass. Oh my. Oh boy. God damn. I might be a little bit tired for tonight, but We're gonna be having some more for tomorrow, 100%. You know, I said I would take things slow, but I changed my mind. Tomorrow, we're going to be upping things by a big margin. So, let's go ahead and put a butt plug in here. No complaining. I need you all stretched out for me tomorrow.